Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here, back with yet another podcast episode. Thank you all for staying tuned to this podcast. I do appreciate it very much, as always. And chances are, if you're listening to this, you must have, or you might have come from my Instagram post that I just put up. Yes, before I started this recording, I made an Instagram post. You can find me by searching my name in the search bar, Lucas Hawthorne, or by finding my handle, which is basically just an underscore, and my name, Lucas Hawthorne. I know, I don't want an underscore. I would rather it just be my name, but unfortunately it's taken, so I had to be a little creative and get as close as I can to my full name. And on my page, you can see that I made a post there about what we're going to talk about in this episode in more detail. And what I want to talk about in today's episode in more detail is about there are two great responsibilities in life that we all have as individuals, and the importance of following through with these two great responsibilities that we have. And it's funny because as I say it right now too, I kid you not, when I woke up this morning in bed and for some reason, I started thinking about things in my unusual manner, where I just think about life and I start thinking about all different kinds of things. And the moment I started thinking about this, and I phrased it in a way like there are two great responsibilities in this world, in this life, I started feeling like one of those philosophers that you see and read about in school textbooks, And it's like one of those old thinkers, right? Like, I felt like one of those people. And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm only 22 years old, and I already feel like one of those people. But anyway, it's not, and by the way, it's not something that I would necessarily be ashamed of. I think it's cool to be a great thinker, which is something that I think is really underrated in today's day and age. But anyway, so about the two great responsibilities in life. What are they? Well, the first one is to spread, or you know what? I think chronologically speaking, let's go with chronological order, because the order usually comes, well, it really depends. Each person has their own story to tell, so this isn't a one-size-fits-all chronological order. Let's go by the order that worked for me then. First of all, we need to, as individuals, throughout life and through our journey on in life, we need to realize and embrace good values. Regardless of what background we come from, we need to realize and embrace good values. And good is very subjective, right? But I'm talking about things that would be common sense to most people. What I mean by good values are treating other people with respect, being kind, being empathetic, being logical, being honest, being trustworthy, being dependable, being loyal. Things like this. These values that I talk about, to me, I mean, I don't think anyone who is reasonable would disagree that these are good values. And so these are the things that I talk about and believe with all my heart and soul and every bone in my body to be the right values for people to adopt if we want the human race to move forward, right? That's the first great responsibility in life. The second great responsibility is to spread and encourage the right values. And I think this order is actually more important besides chronologically, because once you come to a firm, excellent understanding of what good values are, once you've calibrated and refined your moral compass to very, very high standards. Once you adopt really good principles and truths for yourself to follow in life, and you know and feel like this would be good advice for somebody else as well, these are good values for other people to adopt, think about what you would want to teach your kids, for instance, right? You want the best for your kids. Wouldn't you teach them the right values? But see, how would you know what the right values are if you haven't come to refine and test yourself for yourself? And so once you do that, then you can focus on also spreading and encouraging the right values to people that you love and care about, such as your children, current or future, right? And so these are the two, what I consider to be the two great responsibilities in life. And like I said before at the beginning, I mentioned these in the order that my life had followed. For me personally, right, I don't really recall my parents teaching me a lot about good values. I mean, they taught me, I can remember some instances of them teaching me how to eat at the table, how to, not be like a slump, like slouching over, or like don't look like a gangster or whatever. Like, it's funny, right? But like they taught me some things, right, as any parent should. But my parents were, come to think of it, pretty lacking on the values and principles, at least so I believe. Or maybe they did teach me those things, but it's so overshadowed by all the garbage ways that they treated me at home. And so I don't remember, right? But what I do know for a fact is that I took the time for myself to understand and realize good values. And you can see evidence of this dating back to my junior year of high school, where I actually started to, actually, this is where I started to spread and encourage right values, right? As somebody who was a junior in high school, right? I was in 11th grade, and I was already at that point of spreading and encouraging the right values. Of course, over the years, since junior year of high school, I've tested and refined my ideas even more. And today, as who I am today, they are as good as they are, right? Of course, with the coming of time and passing of time, my ideas and values might improve even more. But back in my junior year of high school, by that point, I already had come to realize and understand quite well, I might add, what good values are. I already had a very firm understanding of the importance of things like being respectful, treating people with kindness, giving people chances, more than giving people second chances, being honest with people, the importance of being yourself and not being afraid to be yourself, and being dependable, being there for other people. Things like this were things that I understood even as a junior in high school. And you might not think that sounds super remarkable or crazy, and it isn't really, but you'd be surprised how many kids and teenagers and young adults out there don't exactly seem to have a grasp or understanding of these basic principles, which I think if we all abided by, the human race would leap forward light years, leaps and bounds. And that's just one of the two great responsibilities. We need to make sure that ourselves as human beings, regardless of what upbringing or background that we come from, that we teach ourselves these good values. As we live life, we pay attention to the people out there that we respect and what makes them so respectable. What about them makes them such a respectable member of society, right? And we see that, okay, what do they all have in common? They're respectful, they do good work. They leave a positive impact on other people. They treat people with kindness and empathy. And they are honest. They are trustworthy. They are dependable. They give and provide the good truths. Things like this. And as we pay attention to them and take notes, then we ourselves can learn from them and become the people that we respect. When you look up to the right people, you end up falling under that umbrella of moving in the right direction. The thing that I'm concerned about a lot these days, especially with kids, teenagers, and young adults out there, with the internet being rampant and social media is everywhere, the thing that I'm really concerned with is that these kids, teenagers, and young adults out there, but especially kids, right? Pre-teens or even just starting their teenage years, right? There are kids out there that I'm not sure they know what good values are. And what makes it worse is they look up to the people who I don't consider to have the right values, right? I'm not going to point out any specific names, but there are content creators out there that behave in obnoxious, disrespectful, and immature ways in public or otherwise. And I don't think they are portraying themselves in a way that exemplifies good values. Now, I'm not saying everything has to be about good values, about being a goody two shoes. I'm not saying everybody has to be perfect and pretty and, right all the time, every second of their life, be like robots, right? With that care nothing more than having a good moral compass. That's not what I'm saying at all. But here's the thing, and I think a lot of people miss this for some reason, which surprises me. You can still have fun. You can still be entertaining. You can still be a source of entertainment and entertain yourself without being disrespectful, without being immature, without causing disturbances, without being obnoxious, right? There are ways of being entertaining and having fun without falling under crappy values. And that's something that I don't think enough people understand, is they think they have to behave a certain way to appeal to an audience. But at the same time, in appealing in that certain way, the problem is kids who look up to that person will start to fall under those values. And that umbrella happens to lean towards, at least the way that I see it, I'm firmly believed to be the wrong values. A lot of these big content creators out there that have hundreds of thousands of eyeballs on them, or even millions, right? And it is a shame to me to see that there are people out there like that who have that big of an influence. And their audience and their fan base happens to be mostly kids, teenagers, and young adults, the exact people that I'm trying to target, me, right? But these people with much, much, much bigger audiences take their audiences down the wrong paths and don't teach them the right values. And because who you look up to, you'll start to mimic their behavior, right? I mean, I'm not saying word for word, but you start to follow and repeat the patterns of the people that you admire and respect because you want to be like them. So the kids and teenagers and young adults out there that look up to these people portray the wrong values will start rubbing in that direction. And that's what I'm so concerned about in this day and age on the internet and with social media. So that's why one great responsibility in life is to spread and encourage the right values, right? It's important that we use our influence and our impact in other people's lives to make a positive difference, not a negative one. Which actually, this leads into the second great responsibility in life. So, we have people who have huge audiences and huge fan bases, and they're not portraying themselves in the best way, and they're not portraying the best values that they could. They're being disrespectful, they're causing public disturbances, they're being obnoxious, and rather arguably nuisances to society when they behave in certain ways. And kids start looking up to that and adopting that kind of behavior, which, again, reminder, doesn't exactly push the human race forward when you have kids who grow into adults who repeat their previous patterns, their previously learned behaviors and patterns from the people that they looked up to as kids. And now we have adults running around in society who are childish, who are obnoxious, who are immature, who are disrespectful, who cause public disturbances. Well, now we've got a big problem, don't we? Kids are impressionable. They are young and they can learn good things and bad things rather quickly. So, besides the people who have the big influences, who spread values, whether good or bad, this is where the second great responsibility of life comes into play. We need to make sure that we realize and embrace the right values. We need to be independent free thinkers to the point where if we see something that is coming from, let's say, a figure of renown and influence, we see the way that they behave and we don't think to ourselves, I don't think that person is portraying themselves with values that are respectable, that are appropriate, that are polite, that are respectful, if we recognize that, then we should be able to, well, we should be able to recognize that, realize that, and see that we shouldn't follow those values, and then figure out for ourselves what the right values are. It sounds like a complicated subject, but I think it's a rather simple topic. If you see someone with a lot of influence, and they're being disrespectful, they're causing public disturbances, they're being obnoxious, they're being immature, and you find that distasteful, then it's rather clear to see what wouldn't be so distasteful. If you see someone being disrespectful and you find that ugly, well, you learn, at least with simple logic, you learn that being disrespectful is not a good thing, and that being respectful probably is. Of course, this isn't just like ABCs, because sometimes you see things out there, and this is also really important, this is where we talk about open-mindedness. Sometimes you see things out there that you don't like, but even the things that you don't like can sometimes be good values, right? If you are inherently the kind of person who likes to bully other people, you gain pleasure out of hurting other people, out of stepping on people, and just beating people up and making people feel miserable, and that makes you feel good. This is why self-awareness and open-mindedness are so important, because you seeing the values in other people of treating people with kindness, respect, lending a helping hand. As someone who is inherently kind of like a bully, you might look at those behaviors and think, ew, that's disgusting, I don't like that. And as Lucas said, if I don't like it, it's probably not a good value, right? So I should continue to be a bully. No, that's a thing. It's not just, I know I said earlier it's a simple topic, but it's not so clear cut and dry in some cases, which is why open-mindedness and self-awareness are so important. Because if you take a look at your own behavior and how it hurts and affects other people, maybe you can come to the conclusion that one day that's not the kind of person you want to be. And if that's not the kind of person that you want to be, especially as an adult, where it'll cause you much bigger problems than if you were a kid bullying people, right? That maybe you should stop those behaviors and work towards becoming what will make you a righteous and respectable member of society. And I don't mean to sound like one of those older folks droning on and on about, oh, how back in my day I was, you know, a good, hardworking young lad, and how I, you know, I'm not trying to make it sound like one of those speeches, right? But you have to remember, this is why I target the younger audience so much. I'm only 22 years old, which puts me in Generation Z. And Generation Z is often looked to a rather incompetent generation, or a lot of people look down on this generation and think, well, these kids of today are messed up. They don't know what good music is, for one. They don't know what good values are. All they care about are their TikToks and Instagrams and Snapchats. They're not focused on putting out hard work or working or taking themselves or the internet seriously. You know, there's a lot of sentiment like this going on out there. But I look to my generation differently. And I want us as kids, teenagers, and budding young adults to have hope. And I see it as someone who was born in 98, one of the earlier members of Generation Z. The cutoff point for Generation Z on many sources is 1996. Which means 1998 is on the very early end of the Generation Z spectrum. And so as an older member of this generation, I want to make sure that I see to it that I use my sort of lead on the generation as guiding the younger members of the same generation in the right directions. Kind of like being an older brother for everybody is what I'm trying to do here. That's why I target the younger generation so much. That's why I target kids, teenagers, and young adults so much. And hopefully, they would pay more attention to me. Because, you know, there's a difference when someone who's 60 years old giving a presentation on stage versus somebody who's 22. There's a difference in the atmosphere. Because someone who is 60 years old did not grow up in the same way that someone who is 22 did. Me, I am more relatable to the kids and teenagers and young adults of today because I am in that era. I am in that generation. And if I'm more relatable, perhaps the kids, teenagers, and young adults of today would pay more attention because, hey, he's one of us. He's another member of Generation Z. He's young, just like us. He'll understand us. And so I want to make sure I use that sentiment to my advantage and sort of make sure that I position myself as somebody who can make good sense. If people are going to pay attention to me, I want to make sure I use that the right way, right? And kind of reflects on what we talked about earlier about the influencers and big content creators out there with hundreds of thousands or millions of people paying attention to them. You would hopefully think that they thought the same way, that they realize how grand their audience is and how much of an impact they have in their lives, but not all of them take it so seriously, or they don't see it as their responsibility. Unfortunately, and like the way I firmly believe to be true, they do have a responsibility. Because whether we like it or not, we impact other people, we impact the lives of those around us, and how we behave, the things that we talk about, how we think, and what we say will impact them. And I mean, truthfully, it is up to you whether you want to leave a positive or negative impact, but why would you leave a negative one when you can leave a positive one? And so we have that responsibility to play out our lives in the best way possible and in the right way with good values. But at the same time, we cannot always trust people to do all their homework. I'm not saying to be distrusting of other human beings, but not everybody thinks the same way. Not everybody has the best grip on what good values are, try as they might or not. And so we need to be able to be independent free thinkers who are able to recognize when values out there that people are promoting are not good. And we need to be able to correct ourselves and sort of break away ourselves from the people who don't instill those good values. We need to make sure that we stay self-aware and open-minded. Heck, the same thing applies to me. As much as I believe that the values that I promote are good and fair and respectable and are the truths and foundations of life, as much as I believe that the things that I talk about are good, I'm not always right. No human being is. I don't have everything together. I am not 100% correct. And try as I might, because I do, and I take what I put out there very, very seriously. The content that I produce online, I take very seriously, because I know that some people out there will look at it and consume it and be affected by it. And how do I know this? I've got dozens of people leaving comments and DMs on my Instagram, for instance, telling me how much of a positive impact I've been to them, how much of a role model I am, how much I inspire them and motivate them, how much my advice has worked for them. I have evidence of people consuming the content and things that I say, and it has affected them. And these are kids and teenagers and young adults. So I know what I put out there has an impact on people, and I want to take this very seriously. And I do. But I'm not always right, and I won't always be right. And it's important for even my own audience to understand this and realize that I'm not always right. And sometimes, or maybe one day, I'll put out something that's not as good as my other forms of content. Maybe, I mean, I don't think this will happen because I take it so seriously, but I'm a human being and I'm prone to making mistakes. And I could put out something bad one day. And it's important that the people who look up to me realize that and say, you know, Lucas is a good guy. He generally puts out good stuff, but this wasn't a good piece of content. And the values that he talks about in this piece of content aren't good, and so I won't follow them. Do not blindly follow the things that I say or what anyone else says, for that matter. That's what the second great responsibility in life talks about, is being able to realize and embrace the good values and the right values. And because no human being is perfect, you cannot just blindly follow what one person says. Sometimes they are wrong. All human beings are wrong at some point in their lives. And if you just blindly accept what one person says all the time, you could end up adopting the wrong values. So always be an independent free thinker. always be open-minded and self-aware, is what I'm trying to say here. And so, I think with that said, I covered pretty much all the bases of what I wanted to say in today's episode. I explained in much greater detail what I posted on Instagram in this episode just now. It's been a good 25 minutes. I think I'm going to put a couple stars in the title of this episode. By the way, for our newer listeners who are here in the Indomitable podcast, thank you again. And sometimes in some of my more important episodes that I make on this podcast, I put two stars, one at the beginning and one at the end of the title of the episode, to sort of highlight that episode and make it stand out from the rest. And the reason I do that is so that people understand that that's the kind of episode that I think people can look back on, no matter how much time passes, and really get some nice value from it. Like this one, I think regardless of how much time passes from the creation of this episode, I think people will still be able to look back on this and appreciate what is said in it, and still have some value to extract from it, which is why I put the stars in the title. And so I will for this one. I think I did a pretty good job of articulating myself and what I was trying to get across. So with that said, thank you for listening to this episode. Now, I don't really have the full analytics of how my episodes are consumed, unfortunately, because my audience is so small on my podcast. And so I don't have enough data to see how people behave with consuming my episode. Like, how much of it do they consume, right? Do they listen to 1 minute of my episode and stop? Do they listen all the way through? Do they, you know, pause in some place and think about something? I don't know. Like, the data isn't really there because my audience is so small. So if you happen to listen to my episodes all the way through, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a voice message or leave a DM in my Instagram or leave a comment somewhere so I can see how much people actually listen to my episodes. I would really appreciate knowing if people actually listen all the way through or not, just out of curiosity. But with that said, thank you once again for listening to my podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode all the way through. Thank you for taking time out of your day, 30 minutes out of your day almost, to listen to some 22-year-old talk about stuff on the internet. I really do appreciate your time and your support. And I will see you all next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne. Where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.